This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For the, 100th time, congratulations to the class of 2022.
Right.
Can't say it enough. It's a big accomplishment to graduate from high school, so I hear. It's a big accomplishment to graduate from elementary school, middle school, college. And if you're a teacher, got like two more weeks of work left. And you get a little break.
And they're counting them down, believe me.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about graduation now. I've got two high school and one college graduations. And for the last, 2 years? Yeah, 2 years. It's been different. You just put something in a card and you send it to them. There's no party, or there was no party or dinner involved or anything like that. So how does grad gifting change now? Because you're going back to, shelters or somebody's house or a restaurant to celebrate the graduate. Does that up the amount of money you should give them? Do you cover like the cost of a dinner for a graduation gift the way you do for a wedding? And I've always wondered, do you give more to the kid that, I don't know.
Well, kid's not paying for it.
Back in the day, they weren't paying for their weddings either, but you covered that cost I don't know. So, I wonder about that. And I've often wondered, when you go to a graduation of a kid who, lettered in 15 sports and is high honor roll and whatever, National Honor Society, does that kid get more if he's going to like Cornell or something you want to help him cover the cost of that school?
Or on the flip side, does that kid get a scholarship and not have to pay for his tuition or her tuition?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters where they're going.
So it just is one.
Well, yeah. They're just, the here and now.
Right.
Well done. Or, hey, you got through. What'd you get, a C+? You're out.
You're saying if one kid goes to Harvard and the other goes to a community college,
they're both getting the same thing. Yes.
What? Both getting the same gift?
Why would I give the Harvard?
I feel like that kid deserves more because they accomplished more.
They deserve more?
Well,
they graduated. They both are at the same place right now, aren't they?
What are you gifting them for? For completing or for what they're going about to do? Right.
It's just a celebration of where they are in their life right now. I mean, I'm not preparing them for, you know what I mean? I know that it's viewed as, here, you could use this in the future. But
when I was talking to my husband about this, because there's a graduate going to Cornell, and I go, I think, there's a dinner involved here. His kid's going to Cornell. And Doug goes, hey, that's not our problem.
Right. Exactly.
We did that. That's their problem.
Yeah.
I went, oh, my God, you are the oldest man alive.
No, that's a lot to put on people who are attending your graduation. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's high school graduations, doesn't matter where they're going.
I would feel more inclined to give more money, say, if I was invited to a Canandaigua Lake graduation party where he was or she was going off to an Ivy League school. I would feel more inclined to make that gift way bigger than going out to Gates.
What?
And I live on the west side in a backyard with a little pop-up tent set up and pizza delivered.
See, that's interesting. That's why I asked, because I wouldn't feel more inclined to do it, but I might feel a little more obligated to do it.
That's probably a better word. Yeah.
And but that doesn't sit well with me. I think
it shouldn't,
you know,
because it's not right.
Same.
Well, the kid in Gates completed high school, same as the big fancy one. On if anything, the kid in Gates probably needs a bigger gift. You know what I mean? Financial help.
Yeah, but that's not how it works, I don't think. I don't know. 585-222-9233. I wish it was like that, but I feel like if given the atmosphere, I would have to give more a bigger gift.
To a graduation party for my nephew who had no plans following high school immediately. Like, it took him a while. Now, his brother knew exactly where he was going. So it was one of those graduations where we were like, okay, well, we gave Alex X amount of money for his graduation. And even though, you know, his brother has no plans of anything after high school yet, we still need to give him just as much. It doesn't matter what their plans are. It's their high school graduation and it needs to stay the same. Does that make sense?
I think you have to have a strong shell to do something like that, to be perfectly down the middle and not, because that would be, if I got invited to Tom Golisano's kids or nephew's birthday party, or excuse me, graduation party, and gave $50, I would be like, oh my God, next time I see this person or these people, they're going to completely judge me. I wish it wasn't like that, but you gotta be crazy not to know it's like that, right?
Yeah, well, I think I don't know if that's the reality inside us. I don't know if we put that on ourselves or if others actually do that, but let's just say I know it exists in some families.
585-222-9233.
Maybe this is why I'm not invited to big fancy graduation parties. You get what you get for me.
And what's the rest of that?
And you don't throw a fit.
585-222-9233 here on The B. Good morning, The B. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kristen. How are you?
Good, Kristen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Auburn, New York.
Auburn!
Hello, Kristen!
So you must be on a payphone.
Oh, pretty hard.
I actually was calling to tell you how wrong you are about all of this.
That sounds about right coming
from
Auburn.
Okay.
So, I got a few kids, and I'll tell you, one of them, everything came to and could have gotten a scholarship anywhere he wanted to go. And my youngest son worked so much harder than the other one. His graduation was a huge accomplishment. So, I don't know. You just gift everybody.
Everybody should get the same no matter where they're going?
I think so. It's a struggle no matter where you're going to go.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's
I agree with the should part of it, but I'm not. I disagree with whether or not that actually happens. That's all I'm saying is that you feel like you're in a certain situation, at least I do, where I have to give more or I can get away with giving less.
Oh, I don't know. I give the same amount, so that way I don't have to feel... In case they call each other and compare, no.
Yeah. And you know, kids do that, especially brothers. You're right.
Parents do it more than kids.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Thanks, Kristen.
Yeah.
Good morning, The B. Who's this?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about the gift giving
for
graduation. And here's how I feel. If the last 2 years have taught us anything, it's that we need perspective and people can give what they can give. And you need to be okay with it. You should just be happy that people are coming to celebrate who you are and what you did.
You know what? That's that perspective. You are absolutely right. You just need to be grateful that we're still together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Well, thank you very much.
You're celebrating that they graduated high school, not what they choose to do
right
after it.
You should see this text here. Coming at 585-222-9233. It says, just because someone graduated with a C doesn't mean they didn't achieve as much as someone that graduated with straight A's. You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes or the struggles that the child with the C has had. Saying the kid with straight A's deserves more makes you very narrow-minded. Which, I'm not saying any of that. Also, I don't agree with that either. I mean, if you get a C... you did worse than the kid who got the A's, right? That's the whole point of grading.
Well, not necessarily. You may have, that C may have been the absolute best they can do. They may not be capable of an A.
Yeah, but see, this is where I...
Chris, you're giving gifts based on how smart a person is, in your opinion?
No, but I...
Well, that's kind of what you just said.
You think I know enough or care to know enough to ask what the kid got in science class?
No.
Nobody does that.
Right, so then...
But all I'm saying is if I go on Canandaigua Lake to a graduation party and then the next weekend I go... on the west side in a backyard with pizza being delivered, I might feel like I have to give a different gift in those two situations.
Because the parents make more money?
I don't know. It's
ultimately,
just
that's what that is.
You don't feel right. Like you tip more at a fancier restaurant or get dressed up more or act a different way? That's all I'm saying. It's human nature.
Maybe I act a little bit differently in terms of, like, I'm not hooting and hollering at a fancy restaurant as I would somewhere else, but... That doesn't mean that I'm showing that I care about someone any more or any less, or that I'm compromising my financial situation for someone else simply because I care with.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
for
sure.
You just got to be cool with who you are.
Hey, which way are you turning right now? Left or right? I hear your blinkers on.
I know, right? Sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Meet Chris Konya. He's young, he's feisty, he's quite the perfectionist, and he's always getting into some kind of mischief. Mr. Do-It-Yourself is part of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.